Martin and Ryan Williamson, obviously you know them very well, and they've just been into the Scotland under 18 squad, so you'll no doubt be pleased about that.
Yeah, no, they deserve it. I said, I've not seen the players, I've not seen anybody better than the two of them. I've worked with them for a couple of years now, and he said Stephen knows them probably longer. He'd be first class. Lewis played all last year. It was brilliant, and he was kind of on the fringes of the first team. And he said he's the same again, and I've no doubt he'll play soon. And Ryan's came in and played a couple of games. He's been brilliant, different class from day one of pre-season. Everybody kind of had a wee setback. Obviously, I knew about him, Stephen knew about him, but nobody else really did. And he's been different class. He's been great. He said he's a great kid. The two of them are, they work really hard, and they deserve it. As I said, for under 20s, I've not seen anybody better, a centre back or full back. So they deserve every wee bit they get. As I said, for us, it's important they get in the first team and try and play. And I think we'll do that. I said, but to go away for a couple of days with Scotland is great for them, and hopefully there's many more.
Other coaches have been watching under 20s games and have been asking who these guys are, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, a lot of them have. And they always, if you have a wee chat with them after the game, they always ask who's a big full back, who's a big centre back. So you don't really tell them their real names. But they have been and said, but the boys love it here, they've been great. I think they enjoy it every day and enjoy their work. And as I said, they trained together with the first team. They got me with the manager, myself, and Neil, and right through to Stephen. So they say here there's an opportunity to play. Both are still 17 for another few months, so there will be an opportunity to play, and that's what they're here to do. And I think they see that, and they want to stay here and do well.
The Scotland training camp is next week, and in fact, maybe Ryan might be a bit too feelings there, because he's got the Tuesday night game, and he's got maybe Saturday against Arbroath.
Yeah, well, it depends if he's playing the first team or not. I'm not going to tell you, but he's getting dragged down. He's not going the way. It just depends. I said, if he's playing in the first team, we'll just have to take it as we'll speak to the manager during the week and just take it from there and contact the people at Scotland. It just depends. If he's playing, then obviously we'll probably have to bring him back. But that's a good thing for him as well, that he's playing first team football, which you'll learn more from. But I said, I think it's important that he can go, him and Lewis, going away and join him at least for the first day or two, just to get in the swing of things. And if they have to come back and come with us, then that's fine.
Well, that's a danger.
Is it? Yeah, as I said, they've got to come back, and they might have to come and train the first team Thursday, Friday, prepare for the game on Saturday. That's their job. So, as I said, but we definitely want them to go away and enjoy it, and then we'll just have to see how the kind of injury situation is and take it from there.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll enjoy it.
No worries. Oh, it'll be great, eh?
Cheers.